Their job has certain positions. They all play the front of the prayer. involved in that prayer and the confession for that saint. It involves the confession of that saint. A backslider has to be one who believes in God. He has to turn from what he's done to do something. Oh, to the backslider. He must get down to it. He must repent. And he must now, of course, pray God's forgiveness for that sin. In Acts 8, chapter 10, we have that. Don't bring that to me. And talk to God's sin and our dignity. Something wrong when we think that that has to do with sin and dignity. He is what he was doing. He may not know all the consequences, but he knew what he was doing. This is a backslider. But then there are faithful Christians in all of us that sin from time to time. We have those who walk in the light. Of course, they believe that they are conscious of their prayer. And when they are conscious of those sins, that requires specific repentance. I don't believe a Christian to say, oh, well, you know, I'm not worried about specific repentance. But if it's something that you do as a child of God, so you can walk in the light, you're conscious of it. I believe you have to sense the sickness of that sin. Well, you have to be careful. This is what you thought. First of all, the last one of them is the best way to God to forgive. And 1 John 1 9 talks about that. But there are sins that are unconscious. And of course, a person cannot, when he is not aware of something, consciously, he's not aware of it. He cannot repent specifically of that. He cannot confess that specifically. He can do it as some people, but as Bible has done, he can acknowledge the fact that he's sinful and pray that God will forgive him for whatever he's done wrong. I want you to put up your behind the scenes. Then, I think, of course, it has to be right now. You have unconscious sin. The Bible promises you if you walk in the light, He is in the light. We have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ is not sent to us for all sins. I believe the child of God can be forgiven of all sins, even sins from which he's not aware. But he cannot forgive any of those. This is all he can do, is walk in the light. And what is the most important thing? I have a syllogism. You know, syllogism is fine. Logic is great. That's the point. Use the logic. Yes, the sin must be confessed. 1 John 1 9, no question about that. That's a major point. Sin of ignorance is a sin. 1 John 3 4, no question about that, is it? So, sin of ignorance must be confessed. That means that's the final point. Notice this. Sin must be confessed. 1 John 1 9. Each transgression of sin, 1 John 3, 4. Each transgression must be confessed. That means confession of everything done in your life is wrong. I don't believe that necessary. But if this book doesn't work anything here, this book just is too. I think there's something wrong about our understanding about what's the quality. He's had to be conscious of sin. Each time this transgression we're conscious of, certainly must be confessed. But his position is that he follows everything from the ground and up. That's where it comes from. That's the limitation that he needs to recognize in this syllogism. This syllogism is fine for conscious sin. And this one is good. But you've got to recognize what's under consideration.
Verse has to do with the issue. get you ready. Stand upon which course is on our way. Complete on our way. That's not the key. And I think for this application for a time more than that. It's something he can confess. He must be aware of all of it. Because the test of the day is now a witness. And also a stand of faith. Acts 8:19-23. Do you consider that to be a person walking in the light? That's what the issue is about. The sins of a person who is walking in the light, who sins and is unaware of it, and the better friend of weakness, yes, I believe the person who is a child of God seeks to escape again, and a moment of weakness, you commit a sin, and then receive forgiveness of it, not without repentance. They're not exactly the same category, but your conscious thought is not the same thing as your unconscious. But they both can be committed while you're walking in the light. And it does not mean that these are things that are involved in the light of that. But there's something that does inspire the fact that you're in the light. It's part of your determination to do God's will. They're not characteristics of your life, but there's things that make you don't. In Revelation 2:21, Jezebel, giver of a band of vinegar, turned off the dog. That has nothing to do with the child of God walking in worship. How would you get that point? That passage has nothing to do with the child of God walking in the light. He gave a little explanation. He said, large as sin is the same crown than he ever was to them. You keep pardon, that's his own message. When you pardon, that's his own message. What is it the blood of Christ, Christ, or Christ's sins of us from if there's no condemnation? It has to be for them in order for them to be saved. It has to be one in order for them to be saved. Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death. You won't be asked for that. The next part of the verse answers. The free gift of God, eternal life. If we walk in the light, it's what the sin is done, Paul said. There it is. The free gift of God, eternal life. Not something you made. Not something that you promised in the state. But if you walk in the light, and he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. In Matthew 15:14, we look over to the blind leading the blind, this is the thing we're discussing. The blind leading the blind, walking in the light. You believe. You can be among the blind, being led by the blind, walking in the light. You have a different perception while walking in the light. What I have, when I find opposition with what I was defined, what I believe, and walking in the light, really is all about. Proverbs 14:12, there is a way that sends light to man, but the ends are all the ways of death. There is a way to talk about a way of life, you know, all about one sin. Walking in the light. It's offered for anybody. And I told them that if this doesn't happen, you will walk in the light. But I wish you'd be able to see this. There's a way that leads to destruction. That's not the way of walking in the light. There's a way to see the blind man on the land. And the offered way to death. This is not talking about walking in the light. Okay, Leviticus 4:5. You know, most passages are answers to me. I don't understand everything there is about me. I like to study them. But there are some things about me, passages, that are interesting. Proverbs 5:1-4 says, and if a soul sins, the and hear the voice of swearing as a witness. But if he has seen a moment, if he do not utter it, then he shall bear the witness. Or if a soul touch any unclean thing, whether it be a cross of an unclean beast, or a cross of an unclean cattle, or a cross of an unclean creeping thing, and it be hidden from it, he also shall be unclean and guilty. Or if he touch uncleanness of man, was there uncleanness be that a man should be, a man should be defiled of all, and it be hid from him, when he knoweth of it, then shall he be guilty. What does it mean? Then he should be guilty in one of these. There's no question in my mind about the sin divided when he does the thing he Lord did from it. And there is a gift that becomes his when he learned of it. I'm sure the pastor will have something to say about this matter of Christ's forgiveness. That'll be fine. We'll deal with that one. But with regard to asking for the scripture, I want you to think about this point. Where is the scripture in the Bible where a person who is a child of God walks in the light of the light of faith and faith, makes one mistake in ignorance and never learned about it and died, and he went to hell? Where is the passage?
Yes, mama said, he has a sense of guilt. That's because the very best he can afford those. It's not a tithing situation.
You don't have to live this life doing the very best you can and then being afraid that you know some people go and they're not worried about the fact that they're afraid that they won't be involved in the cause. Take the life.